Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And as you would imagine, the heartbreak in Prague dominating a lot of the front pages. The Irish Daily Star, Asher Luckett, Lottery of Penos ends our World Cup dreams. Also the Sun, Oh Balls, Irish World Cup dreams cruelly dashed last night after an agonising penalty shootout defeat. Heartbroken Heimer Hallgrimsson admitting, "We only feel pain now. World Cup dream dies in penalty shootout," is the other headline on the front of the Irish Sun. I did think last night of that poor fan I mentioned who was on the news the other night, who sold his car and packed in his job last Friday to go to Prague. And now I suppose he'll have to face the reality and the long trip home. I think half the country will be exhausted this morning. I'm certainly wrecked after watching the match last night, and then it was lashing rain when I woke up this morning. Just real pathetic fallacy stuff. Irish Independent also, end of the dream for boys in green on painful night in Prague, with a photograph of distraught, as they're calling them, Republic of Ireland players reacting after losing the penalty shootout. In maybe more positive news for Irish people, we've a supermarket price war, and that's the main story for the Indo. Dairy cuts spark farmer backlash. So while consumers might be happy, farmers are not happy with the price war. We heard there in the news the IFA calling it a kick in the teeth and a gut punch. Farmers are questioning whether supermarkets are using milk and butter now as loss leaders to entice shoppers into their stores rather than waging a real price war. This is after a whole rake of supermarkets yesterday slashed their own brand prices for things like milk and butter. However, on the front of the Indo, consumer advocate Michael Kilcoyne does say anything that gives a few bob to the consumer is to be welcomed. Well, we're not talking a few bob here. We're talking 2 cent and 4 cent reductions. But I suppose they all add up to a few bob eventually. The Irish Times main story, Donald Trump extending his pause on threats to bomb Iranian energy plants by 10 days. Iran labelled Washington's proposals to end the conflict as one-sided and unfair. And we had this bizarre rambling press conference from Donald Trump yesterday, where at one stage he suggested that Iran had bombed Ireland, and then he meant an island that beside the UK. No one really knows what he was talking about, but he meant that Diego Garcia Island, I think. But he said Ireland, then island. So it's good to know that Ireland is at the top of Donald Trump's brain a lot of the time. Irish Daily Mail has an exclusive. The need for a multi-million euro bailout at the Department of Education has been blamed on incompetence. Quite extraordinary that it would need a bailout 3 months into the year, but senior cabinet sources have pointed to incompetence in the Department of Education, which has failed to manage its finances consistently in recent years. So a lot of cabinet sources not happy with the money needed for the Department of Education. Irish Examiner on the front page says that Snapchat is going to be investigated over child grooming concerns. Basically, they're worried, this is the European Commission, worried that the social messaging app is exposing children to grooming, sexual exploitation and other criminality. And I think parents haven't a clue what goes on Snapchat and what their kids are up to. And of course, you have the disappearing messages on Snapchat as well. Inside the Examiner, they also tell us that the European Commission has ordered some of the world's biggest porn sites to implement age verification measures. And if they don't, they're going to have to give 6% of their turnover in a fine. So that's risking multi-million euro fines if they don't bring in age verification measures. So we're talking here websites like Pornhub, XNXX, Xvideos and StripChat. They must now examine the findings of the European Commission investigation and take appropriate measures before it moves to enforcement and fines. So a bit of an EU crackdown there on the porn websites. Just back to the match. I see this in the Star. I hadn't heard this story. RTE was forced to cut short a live broadcast from an Irish pub in Prague after fans could be heard chanting "Up the Ra" ahead of the game yesterday. So we had, obviously there are Irish bars in Prague, and RTE was broadcasting Inside Sport inside one of the Irish pubs. However, during the live broadcast, fans could be heard chanting "Ooh, ah, up the Ra." And you could hear this repeatedly. And then they had to go back to studio and cut away from Prague because of the UA up the Ra. It's just quite depressing that this is still going on. Although RTE does say that it hasn't got any complaints about the programme. So RTE just decided themselves to cut it short. But as I say, a bit depressing that this is still going on. Now, there was a lot of talk recently about young people finding God again and surveys showing that churches were packed full of young people. Actually, that turns out to be fake news and certainly not the gospel, because the Times of London says a report that claimed large numbers of Gen Z had been going to church services prompted excitement about a religious revival. However, it has now emerged that that data was based on flawed information because the surveys were being filled in by fraudulent respondents. So there was a big survey from YouGov and the Bible Society, and they're all saying it's a sign that young people are going back to church. Actually, now the survey has been totally withdrawn. The report has been withdrawn. And they reckon that people from abroad essentially were getting paid to fill out the survey and say they were going to religious services when it turns out they were not. Final story comes from The Star, and this is about our favourite TV ads. And I think that the quality of ads on TV has gone way down recently. None of them are really that iconic or memorable when you see this list, because the Drumming Gorilla has been crowned as our favourite advert of all time. This was the Phil Collins Air Tonight. Do you remember the gorilla playing the drums? It was released back in 2007. Other favourite ads are the Hamlet Cigars photo booth ad. We also have the Guinness Surfer ad, which was released on St. Patrick's Day in 1999. Others in the top 10 include Body Forms, Never Just a Period, and Nike's Nothing Beats a Londoner, which came out in 2018. Also, Levi's drugstore ad in 1995 showing a young man buying condoms only to discover that the pharmacist who sold them was his girlfriend's dad. So they're the favourite ads of all time. As I say, none of the new ones probably going to make that list.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.